Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Let's be honest. This Nico Iamaliava thing's getting weird. Jake, share what you shared with me during the break. Share it with the fine folks at home.
So it's been bad. Obviously, the reports out there, the family didn't write the reports. So Nico's our dad apparently went to Twitter and called the reporter Pete Nakos, who's been all over it, who reported originally, and has said that he trusts the source that he got it from with his life that was on the Tennessee staff. Nico's dad called him the B word. So that's where it's going now. And it's interesting now, you know, I'm sure you've seen the update that he didn't go to practice. Mm-hmm. And they've been adamant again, that they didn't, that they're not holding out, but now they're not at practice. So it's a big deal. I don't know what's going on there in Knoxville.
All right, Jake. You got to promise me the next time you're in contract negotiations, you can't hold out. You can't ghost me on the show. You can't no show me. All right. No holding out in your contract negotiations there, okay. Jake. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. If it's not true, they have every reason to feel the way that they feel. If it's true, I don't know what to tell you. Like if you're going to do these things, if you're going to use leverage and timing and a lack of experience behind you, everything that we pointed out earlier in the show, to get more money, and if you are indeed holding out, and you got the spring transfer portal right, you got all the portal right there, you got all the leverage in the world, you're using it to get more money, I mean, you can get as rear end hurt as you want. I don't care. The truth is what the truth is, and people are allowed to report it and react to it. So, Daddy, deal with it. Now, if the facts are incorrect, Daddy has every reason to be upset. The facts are probably correct. Pete Nakos does a pretty good job. So, we'll see what happens. Sure is an interesting situation. All right. Nebraska basketball, as we know, won the Crown Tournament. They get $300,000 as a team for winning it. And it was interesting. Hoiberg addressed the distribution of the winnings for the Huskers following their 77-66 win over UCF in the championship game on Sunday. He said they will split the $300,000 evenly between all the players on the roster, including those who may have played only limited action for the team this year. All right, and I quote, "Yeah, the players will split from this year's roster. They will split it evenly," end quote, Hoiberg said. And, you know, it's almost like I think of it as a playoff bonus. You know, for these guys that were part of it this year, from your scout team guys all the way, you know, to your guys sitting out. Everybody had a part in this thing, and you know the guys that even, the Jeff Grace and Henry Burt, and you know, Nick and Braden and Justin, you know, the guys that played the majority of their minutes on the scout team this year, that's invaluable. What those guys do for this and this program. Now, he did say there was a couple of, you know, maybe rink mast, how does that get handled? Some of those things, another player or two he threw in there as well, but they're going to distribute it evenly. I doubt if anybody has an issue with this, but my question is, do you think this is realistically how they're going to do it in the going forward, Jake?
I don't know. It is interesting. I bet the only person that will say I don't think it should be split evenly. I think it should be. They should have found a way to see how much. But you know, as a team, I get all that. So, but I don't know. It definitely is interesting. I mean, you'd think, as with most things, the money will go up. We'd have to see if the if this was deemed a success. Obviously, Fox Sports put some of their best commentators on this and tried to get at least a piece of March Madness themselves. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is that. That's what makes it so interesting too. Is like the NIT and the banner. You know, everybody talking about raising the banner is that the NIT, we knew it was going to be in place 10 years from now. This feels somewhat experimental. We'll see if it is.
Yeah, you're 100% right. This is 1,000% experimental. I love that they're splitting it evenly. He specifically brought up the scout team guys. Yes, 1,000%. They're invaluable and overlooked. Is there a realistic chance that 5-10 years from now, they're still splitting things evenly? No, there's not. I don't think there's a realistic chance of that at all, to be honest with you. We're going to keep this segment short and quick. We're going to come back here in just a couple of minutes. But before, with lots of stuff to talk about, Dana Holgorsen, Emmett Johnson, we've got Brian Rosen, Creighton's new volleyball coach, going to join us at 12:30. But in the interim.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I don't feel like anybody wanted to talk about this. I don't mind talking about things nobody else wants to talk about. Maybe they're just not interested. I found it interesting, so I posted it while I talked about it. Jet Tamala, number one player in the state of Nebraska, number one quarterback, number one high school football player, put this out on X. And I quote, after a great visit and conversation with Coach Ferentz, he coaches at Iowa. Did you know that?
I heard of that.
Yeah, me too. And Coach Lester also coaches at Iowa. Did you know that?
I heard of that, yeah.
I am blessed to receive an offer from the University of Iowa, end quote. All right, what was that old game show? Big deal, little deal, no deal. I don't know if I'm doing that right, but you get the point. Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
At this point, just an offer is probably a little deal. If he commits, that's a big deal.
I find it, I'm not even going to answer my own question. I find it very, very intriguing. It's just very intriguing. This whole thing is very intriguing. And if somebody thinks it more than that, I'm fine with that. If somebody thinks it's less than that, I'm fine with that. Just something to keep an eye on. Just very intriguing to me. I hope wherever he goes, I hope he plays well. And I hope, obviously, Dayton is the guy that we're anticipating coming to Lincoln in that same class. I hope he does phenomenal for us. Just something that I find interesting with Iowa State having a top 20 recruiting class and the majority of their class being from Nebraska. By the way, Jet also could possibly go to Iowa State. And then the top quarterback, the top high school football player in state of Nebraska now has an offer from, well, my second least favorite team. My least favorite would be Gagne U. But most people's least favorite team as of now, if you're a Nebraska fan, Iowa. Do you think Iowa's our biggest rival in most people's eyes, or is it Oklahoma, Texas? Don't say Colorado. They're just our annoying little brother. But if you must, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's kind of generational. I don't think you're ever going to convince somebody that went through the Oklahoma years that that's not a bigger rivalry. But I hate to tell everybody, it's your designated rival. It's the only team you play year in and year out. Again, you know, historically they measure up. No, has Nebraska competed well against Iowa the last 10 years? No. So I think that's probably helped the rivalry, although I'd rather have Nebraska be good than help the rival with Iowa, but that's the rival. It's somewhat unfortunate that's their biggest rival, but it is now.
If you could pick, we're going to go to break on this. Then we're only going to be like 8 minutes behind our normal schedule. Normally we're like 15 minutes behind. So it's like we're behind schedule, but ahead of our normal bad schedule. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we're ahead.
That's right. It's all relative, lady. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all based on your perspective, how you look at it. If you, Jake Bakoven, could pick who our rival is, who would it be if it was up to you, like from all our rivals of the past?
I would probably choose Oklahoma, because I do think there's a feeling there. But my one problem with Oklahoma is that they've got Texas and generally Oklahoma State also maybe ranked ahead of us as a rival. So they would be looking, you know, like if you want to do the back math, yeah, we could be rivals, but we really hate Texas and we really don't like Oklahoma State. But they don't play Oklahoma State now either. So I don't know. It's all a mess. But I'd probably go back to Oklahoma. For my generation, it probably was Colorado that was the biggest rival.
For me, it's Oklahoma. Yeah, I might hate Texas more, but for me, it's Oklahoma. It's funny you said that, because my only hesitation, I do think as an overall whole, if we played Oklahoma year in and year out, they're just not used to playing us. So I think Oklahoma State probably in their eyes overtook. And Oklahoma State has a knack for knocking them off too. Give the Cowboys credit. Even when they lose, they play them tough. So in their eyes, Oklahoma State's probably overtaken us. But that's just familiarity. If we were to play them year in and year out, I guarantee we would be ahead of Oklahoma State. But my only question is, if you're our number one rival, but we're your number two rival, are we truly top rivals then? When Nebraska and Oklahoma were playing each and every year, Oklahoma was still playing Texas. And Oklahoma, Nebraska was still considered probably Ohio State, Michigan, probably up there number one. But Oklahoma, Nebraska was probably not even top five, top three in the country. Of course, both teams were elite back then. If you're, that contributes as well. We'd have to up our game just a smidge. I'd pick Oklahoma, even though I hate Texas more. It's better when both teams are each other's, you know, like top rival. Oh, yeah. But it's always better when both teams are just better, too. That would help contribute to that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.